Oh, yes, very nice. So in Mongolia, it's the church place.
Fourteen.
Fourteen. Coca-Cola is 50 cents.
Well, it's a very big glass of Coca-Cola.
In India, it is huge. Consumption. Collecting cloth?
Yes. And more.
Nobody says anything?
No one is up at this time of the day.
Sometimes they fire. You know that?
They see us, they don't like that.
Huh?
That's not such a safe practice to go in the neighborhood and pick flowers. I don't think they should do it.
He first came to America, Butler. One quarter is exactly like this. You had been in Butler?
No.
Like this.
I noticed that one review of your books was written by Mohanlal Sharma of Slippery Rock College. He wrote a very enthusiastic review.
He claimed to be the first one to receive you at a college.
Yeah. Very nice. He came to see me in New Orleans with his family.
His wife is Sally?
No.
No. That's another couple.
That is Gopal.
Gopal.
He came to learn electrical engineering.
Gopal.
Mm. His father is Isma.
Yes.
His father came to Singh, yes.
From Mathura.
Mathura, yes. His father, mother. That Sally used to say, my husband is a lost child of their parents. He's not doing very well. He's getting $800 at that time, maybe $1,000. What is here, $800? He could have lived very comfortably. But his father's guy. He is a very rich man.
That people are working so hard, day and night, for this temporary year. And less than that, leverage, they can go to back to her, back to God. Little level. But they do not know. Krishna says, Janti Deva Prasadi Vaan Dhitin Janti Dhitin Prasaha Vitekya Janti Dhit Madhyadi Nabi Janti Ma. Just to get a nice car,
a nice wife and a two children while working so hard. Bhutejya. And the same level, Madhya Ajinavati Jantima. If he divorces for Krishna consciousness, he goes back to consciousness. And what is wrong there? We have got some constant devotees. What is wrong there than these ordinary karmis? Are you unhappy? What do you think?
Nice. Just see the foolish people.
They're working so hard for nothing. Everything will finish after this death. And he'll become a cat or dog. Or a tree. You see?
Sometimes I walk out.
In my village.
Sometimes, Srila Prabhupada, even when you explain that and they can seem to understand, still they won't do anything about it.
So you have to constantly poke them. Is it ourselves? Just like one man is sleeping, you have to call him constantly. Mr. Sat, wake up. Just tell you are sleeping. Why? This is how it is. Suttishtata, jagrata, prapta, barajna, bhodas. There is some my bhakti not chadu. Kato nidra jau mayam prithayati jato. How long you see? You have got this opportunity. Human form of life. Now get up. Divijago, divijago, gorachanda bol. This is our mantra. You have still get up. Get to this Krishna consciousness and solve all your problems.
That if we want to do this, it's all right, but we shouldn't insist and go and preach to them. Everyone has his own way.
Because we are human beings, you rascal, you animal, you are sleeping, we are just dying to awaken you. Because you are a human being. And suppose a boy, a child, is going this side. We are human being. We shall say, no, you go right. Shall you say that? Shall try to say, oh, why do you mean? That is our business. That is every human being's business to do good to others. That is humanness.
That is the mission of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Janma sarthak kori karo paro upakara. That is humanness.
So according to law, if someone is in trouble, if he's being attacked by someone, and someone sees this and does not do anything to help him, he can be prosecuted.
Yes.
It is his obligation to help someone in trouble.
Yes, that is human. Not that this man is going to hell, let him go to hell. I am happy. That is not human. Paropokar. That is basic civilization. Paropokar. Not to exploit others.
A lot of times people talk about they say that we're just escaping.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people say that we're just escaping.
How we are escaping.
A lot of times they say that we don't have jobs and that we should work.
So I say, like, a rich man. Now, does he work? We are rich men. We don't work. You rascal, you have no money, you work. We are rich men. I say, like, what? Any rich man is saying he's not working. He's escaping. What is that? Any rich man who has got money, he's not working. He's engaging all the fools and rascals in the factory. Is that easy escaping?
Sometimes they say that we're just...
No, the factor will take one answer. that we are his man. We are Krishna's. So why should I walk like you? An ass. An ass will walk. Unnecessary. We are not asses.
Actually, we're more active than ever before.
Yes. We are rich men, sir. Rich men, sir. Why should I walk? That is the nature. A rich man can never walk. He enjoys. We are dancing and taking nice prasadam. Why should I walk? What do you think? Poor man will walk. Rich man will walk. Why will he walk? He'll enjoy. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatam Sam Sabalokumas. He is the proprietor of all planets. And we are servants of Krishna, this man servants. As a labor. So how? The ass will work hard. Not a human being. That is the instruction of Vishuddha. Nayam deho deho bhajanam iloke. Kastan kaman arhatibir bhujan. This human life is not meant for working so hard, simply for food and shelter. That is the business of the hogs. The hogs do like that. They work day and night to find out some stool and as a little strength, he enjoys sex without discrimination, mother, sister, anyone. Is that life? Tell me, you are working like hogs, and we are living like humans. That is different. If somebody does not work like hog, does it mean he is escaping?
Yes.
And the hog is asking to work like hog. Huh? Why human being will accept this? Marshall theory, I was a student of economics. He says the human nature is unless he has got some obligation, he will not work. That is the beginning of economics. If one has got sufficient to eat, he will not work. When he is obliged to work, for some reason, he works. That is the economic theory. So nature is, it is not extending. If I was sufficient to eat, why should I work? Huh? What is the answer? It is not extending. It is comfortable life. Not to work and get everything, all necessary. That is comfort. And working hard, getting the necessities, that is for the hogs and dogs, not for human beings.
They have no faith or trust this can be done.
They have no faith or trust. You ask, you have to see, open your eyes, see that we have no business. We have no food, stock, and still we are not worried. We do not know what we shall eat in the evening, but still we are not worried. See, that's it. We are not worried. Oh, I shall eat. I came here without any assistance. That I mean, I did. I had to work very hard.
I think that if the carnies tried to keep up with his Prabhupada, they would probably wear out.
But it means they work hard because they're asses.
Yes.
The ass example is given. Just like the picture you have seen as in the movie yesterday. He's loading so much ass. And what is he eating? Little grass. But the ass does not know the grass is available here. Yeah? Why should I work for me? That is ass. He is working so hard for a few morsel of grass, and the grass is all over the world. but he will tell you. That is us. My problem is eating, sleeping, eating. So I can arrange for these things very easily. Anywhere I till the ground and get some food. I keep some cows and I have got land, then my whole economic portion is tough. Why can I make this? Sabharamba. Paramat Bhatobi. Big beach. You do it, but why should you forget your real business? That is the defect, that you are so foolish that only for this maintaining body you have forgotten your real business.
Not everyone has the opportunity to get some land and some cows.
Hmm?
Not everyone has the opportunity to get land and cows, to till the land, and grow their food.
No opportunity?
Not enough, Srila Prabhupada.
Not enough? Let them don't come, I can give them. So much land in Africa. They say no land.
Like the Trishaw driver, we invite him to our temple.
Ah.
He says he has to work so hard.
Yeah.
He will not come.
He'll go to the brother that he has got time. To the liquor house. To forget his labor. This is civilization. Mura civilization. Why the communists are coming? Huh? Why communist party is there? What is the pleasure of the communists?
Wealth should be shared by everyone.
That means they also do not work, do not wish to work so hard. They are saying that capitalists are sitting very comfortably and working. They are also thinking, escaping. Is it not? So the natural tendency is that I will not work and still I will get my... That is natural. The material world means avidya karma sanna anya vidya sattirishati. This, out of ignorance, they are working so hard. In the spiritual world, there is no question of working. You get everything. Chintamani, prakarasadma, everything, whatever you want. So why not endeavor to go there? Why should you work like hogs and dogs?
They will accuse us of being parasites. They will accuse us of being parasites.
Oh, I'm not a parasite, you're a master. How do you say parasite? I'm not going to beg from you. Parasites?
Parasites lives off another.
No, parasites means if I take others' property, others, if I enjoy others, that is parasite. But we are not enjoying others' property. We are enjoying our father's property. Visavaksanidam sadbam. Krishna is the proprietor. Why is he a parasite? And your good children are Krishna. Krishna says, don't work, I shall give you. Actually, Krishna says, so why you are working so hard? You just under me, I shall give you pretty. Whatever you want. And we are getting everything. By parasite.
In Switzerland, Srila Prabhupada, that man said, what if everyone became like you devotees? He was worried that the economy would collapse. He said, if everyone took to this.
And actually, he will not take. And he will, the economy will grow. But there will be a class of men like me who will never change. So there is no problem. Your economy will go. The prisoner has become free. How the prison house will go on? Is that very nice question?
What is the use of prison?
For the criminals? Thinking in that way, that we are giving up meat and the Sarata house proprietors, they are sorry, then how our business will go? As if that's a very nice business. The sooner he closes that business, it is good for him. But if he is thinking, how my business will go? If all these people give up meat, then how the Sarata house will go? That is it, logic. And our logic is, the sooner you close the slaughterhouse, the better for you. This is our logic. What is it? Which way? That's how the brewery, their origin. Our business in town, they are giving up a cigarette factory. They'll be sorry.
The state of Colorado, the main industry is slaughter.
Hmm?
The main industry in the state of Colorado is the slaughter of cows.
Even Ma Mala, the slaughterhouse maintainer is advised that if don't die, don't leave. Ma Jiva Ma Mala. Your position now, if you leave, just see how horrible business will be.
Huh?
And if you die, you will be slaughtered. Better, if don't die, don't leave. Ma Jiva Ma Mala. Nice park, nobody is coming. We Krishna conscious people are taking advantage. We have worked so hard, we are sleeping. We are taking advantage. So they are escaping or we are escaping? And they see how foolish they are. They have worked so hard and they are not taking advantage. We are taking. So our policy is that you work hard and you go and take from it. This is not escaping, this is intelligence. That you work hard as well, you are foolish as well, and we take advantage. George Harrison, he is working hard, didn't he? And you work hard and he gives a house. We are not going to construct. Is that escaping or it is intelligence? That you work hard and give it to him. It is intelligence. It is not escaping. That is going on. The capital is They are engaging these rascals, asses, in the factory and in the engine plant. That is intelligence. That is not escaping. You know the story of the stag and the jackal? The jackal fell in the well, water. He was not unable to come. So one stag came there. What is this? Oh, it is so nice. I'm dancing. I said, it's very nice. So he also fell down. And as soon as he fell down, he got on his head and got out. So that is intelligence. They let this rascal work hard and make a nice path for us, and we shall take advantage of it. This is interesting. And it is called Ajagar Vritti. Ajagar Vritti, Ajagar means the big snake, it's called Ajagar. So this mouth, they make hole, and want to live there. And the computer is living, in the meantime, the other time, he used that amount and leased on this. The hour is Ajagar Vritti. You work for the whole to live comfortably, but we take possession of the house and live comfortably. Arthandali is the storekeeper, they ask our man that you do not work. He lives so comfortably. And working so hard, he cannot live so comfortably. Huh? And as soon as he has, he also come and join. They are not. No, he shall work like this. Huh? We are asking everyone, come here. And that will not come. And that is their envious. Therefore they say escaping, that they are living at the cost of others, so comfortable. That is their envious. Huh? They see they have got so many cars, the AC is bright, they're eating nicely, and they have no problem, so they are envious.
They would do it immediately if they knew how.
Huh?
If they knew how, they would also do it immediately.
No, we are inviting them, come here. Why do they not come? And that is difficult for them, to chant Hare Krishna and dance. Now it is very big, heavy task for them. They will not come. The most difficult thing is that as soon as they come and they know there is no tea, no liquor, no meat, no cigarette, so many no's. That Dachman said, that one Dachman came to inquire that some of the boys to escape from the Dachman's call, they joined this Hare Krishna movement. So, what is the comfort there? They join instead of going. So, when studied, there is no meat, there is no liquor, there is no smoking, there is no gambling. So, he said, it is more difficult. Still they come. It is more difficult than to go and fight. So, how it is wonderful. Actually, for the Kurmi, it is a very difficult job. Even Lord Jetland, he said, oh, it is impossible to do. Actually, it is impossible. And that is the adoration of Professor Jura. So these bad addicted boys, how they have become Krishna conscious? That is his wonderful thing. Can say that we are escaping this horrible condition of life, meat eating, drinking, and intoxication. We are escaping that, this thing. Not escaping happiness. You are escaping happiness.
The psychologist says that the real responsibility is to enjoy sex life. And that in that way we're...
Well, take a hog out to enjoy. What is the difference between you and a hog? The hog enjoys, unrestrictedly. The cats and dogs also enjoy. So what is the benefit of becoming human being? Civilized man. That enjoyment is there in the hog's life, in a better way. You have got some discrimination. Here is my sister, here is my mother, here is my daughter. But there is no such distinction. Even you are like, and become a hog, and that is waiting for you next life. There is no law of raping among the hogs and dogs. They can capture any female. But in the human society, there is a restriction. So, hogs and dogs are better enjoying sex life. You become hog and dog. Why civilized man?
When we tell them that, they think, oh, that's very nice.
You're waiting for getting that much. Wait. If you are small, you can get that much. Yes?
One scientist recently did a study on mosquitoes. They found out that all mosquitoes do is have sex and eat. And he was lamenting. He said, but these mosquitoes, they come up and eat. That's all they do. He said he was amazed that they have so much sex life, mosquitoes. So then the scientist, he was lamenting. He was thinking, oh, these mosquitoes, they probably do not enjoy the sex life. And he sounded as if he was, wish he was a mosquito to find out.
Yes, mosquito flies. And even the sparrows, sex life is the center of happiness in this material world. And all forms of life. That is the only.
They think that sex life for humans is the best. Is the better sex life. But the animals, they really don't know
how to... Another foolish mask. If you take some palatable thing in different pot, does it mean the taste changes? Huh? If you take some juice in the golden pot or iron pot, does it mean the taste of the juice is changed on account of golden pot? That is another foolishness. Taste is the same. Either you drink it in golden pot or iron pot.
Bhagavatam says, unless a person is influenced by Maya, how can he do such a thing?
Therefore, he says, whatever you are doing under the influence of Maya, it is suffering. It is not in there.
Loka, there are asses. In Krishna Loka, are there asses?
Yes, maybe. But they're not these asses. Krishna, I don't think cow has five asses. Eating only cow. He never saw any ass. A goat.
They killed all those asses. They killed Dhanakasura and all
yes.
those.
Yes, they were asses, yeah. They killed. But they are also. That means asses are there.
Srila Prabhupada, I thought you said that the demons are not in Krishna Loka. That's just in Gokula when Krishna comes here.
Yes. Krishna wants Sanjaya to kill these demons. In the Krishna Loka, there is no demon. He doesn't get that opportunity. That way he comes down to enjoy killing. He is being hunters by killing Indians. But Krishna enjoys by killing the demons. Water?
Water core.
No rose yet. You don't see any rose.
They don't like to grow nice things for fear someone will take them.
Oh, heavy.
There's a big rose growing by the museum. They don't grow fruit trees in the park so someone will eat them.
And not will not what? Escape it. Demonic mentality. I shall not do anything which will be enjoyed by others. And human mentality that I shall do something which will be enjoyed by others. That is
in. In India, isn't it the system that after they harvest the wheat, they leave some on the ground for the others to come and pick it?
No, they distribute while in the field. They give to the Brahmins, to the temples, to the king, and the balance. This is a Vedic system that if I grow something, first of all, 25% to the king, then to the temple, to the Brahmins, to the poor, and then balance I think. And they produce so large quantity that they do not feel any stress. And when the trade came, people understood, then they want to say, why shall I give to the temple, why shall I give to the Brahmin, save it, I shall sell it, I shall get more money, and I shall drink. when trade came. When there was no trade, you grow your own food and distribute freely. In my Guru Maharaj's time, they are collecting the rice and other food grains, huge quantity. They're giving. And now they're not giving. They think that if I sell, I shall get so much money, and it will help me for my drinking.
So, Prabhupada, what would people do who live in areas where things are not grown so easily, like in the colder areas?
Why should you live there? Oh, then you come where things are grown.
Excessive cold is only punishment.
Yes.
Previously, there was not such excessive cold on the planet.
There was. For the punishable. For. Mother?
Yes.
Why the office?
We keep it running? For the time, I just said.